Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Inside the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York, reading the reaction of Rangers fans online. All five calls in the system are Rangers fans. The Rangers win. You can exhale. You can celebrate. Have another beer. And sleep good tonight. You've got another couple weeks of this at least. You're another step closer to the goal, to the dream. Shades of 1994. Chris Kreider with the natural hat trick. As I'm watching the Rangers right now, celebrating, and I know Rangers fans are feeling a type of way about this team, about this year, about this season, and good for you. 877-337-6666. Rangers win in six. Justin is in Floral Park on The Fan. What you got for us, Justin?
What's going on, Keith? How are you, buddy?
Good, good.
Man, what a gritty performance by this team. They found it out. Like you said, though, job not finished at all. We're only halfway there.
Yeah.
But liking what I'm seeing, Kreider stepped up big time, did his old Messier type of performance in that third period, the natural hat trick.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I mean, Igor didn't even have, until that third period, he looked a little off sync. So he just
picked
got stronger and better.
He looked like he was in hell. they picked him up.
Yeah, seriously.
And that's
a
team.
Carolina is a damn good team. I mean,
right.
They were 3 points behind us. So it's not like, you know, they're facing a normal team they would face in the second round. So I think
they had the advantage. I'm watching the game, and I'm sinking in my chair like, this is not good. The Carolina Hurricanes came out with the right energy, set the tone, but they stayed the course. The Rangers stayed the course. And on a night like tonight, Chris Kreider, who is a lot of people's favorite player, who's the go-to guy. I said earlier, I was like, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. You're going to lean on your best players, and man, did he show up.
Absolutely, and Panarin stepped up too, made some good passing, mm-hmm. good shots, good deflections by Kreider. It was just a well-played. The big gun stepped up finally, and that's what we needed. We missed that the last couple games, and just hope that Florida and Boston beat the hell out of each other and let that go 7 games, get a little extra rest, and then hopefully the Knicks can do the same tomorrow. And we'll see what happens and continue this garden party, Keith.
You got it. Thanks for the call, Justin. I mean, I've already put it out there that the Boston Celtics fans, as they clinched to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA, their fans left TD Garden chanting F New York, F New York, F New York. And be careful with that. Obviously, Knicks fans have been chanting, we want Boston. But if the Knicks finish in six, the Celtics await you. And we'll see what happens with the Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins. But how crazy would it be for the Northeast, for that rivalry that we have in every sport, it seems, obviously Yankees, Red Sox, for us to get Boston versus New York in both the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. It's on the table. Now, I'm going to keep it all positive, but I have to go back to my notes because I remember the reaction to Chris Kreider's quote. Shout out to Vince Mercogliano, who I've had on The Fan. I have his tweet up from Chris Kreider after the Game 5 loss. Kreider said, if you had told me we'd be 3-2 against the second-best team in the league with an opportunity to close it out, it's a pretty good spot to be in. So just go down there and be better, be more detailed, work for each other, and find a way to win a game. That was almost prophetic. But the reaction to it was, oh, this is loser talk. We were up 3-0. We're going to lose now. What's he talking about? We're going to blow the... Stop it. You got to believe in your team. And I know this is New York, and I know there's so many of us, and I know there's so much negativity, and I know you want to lean into the past and whatever. The past is in the past. Why can't this year be different? We have gone through a drought in this city. We are thirsty for a champion. We are dying for a parade. And the Rangers are one step closer, and the Knicks might be one step closer as well. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Jersey and talk to Kyle. Kyle, you're on The Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, man, how you doing tonight? Long-time listener, man.
Good, good. It's good nights when the teams win. We just don't always have this much positive energy and good stuff to talk about.
Oh, it's a great night. My Yankees won. My Rangers with a great comeback, giving me the best birthday present today I could ever ask for.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you. I was getting worried. After game three, you know, the top guys decide to disappear for a little bit. You know, our power play went quiet. I was getting a little worried down 3-1, but I guess it took me leaving work to just have them, you know, start scoring goals and getting me screaming in my car.
Did you leave on purpose? You it wasn't going your way at work? You're like, I gotta change something?
My guy came in to relieve me. I'm like, you know, I got to get out of here before I just get really mad. And, you know, my way home, I'm like, he's just screaming at the top of my lungs every time Kreider scored. He's loving to death. I'm so happy, you know, this way. I've seen Stanley. I haven't, no, never seen a Stanley Cup, even though I'm 3 years old in 1994. I don't count that. But I've seen Yankees World Series. I've seen my Packers win, you know, Super Bowls. But I want to see a cup this year, and I will pay anything to go to a game in the Garden in the Stanley Cup.
Might be coming true. Might be coming soon, Kyle. Thanks for the call. Happy birthday again. Tour season continues, and the Rangers season continues, and the Carolina Hurricanes season ends. I just saw the Empire State Building reply to a tweet from the Carolina Hurricanes where they said, cry, and the Empire State Building Twitter account quote tweeted and said, you first. So we've got the Empire State Building Twitter versus the Carolina Hurricanes going at it. That's how it goes, man. That's how it goes. Go New York, go New York, go. Let's continue the calls with Tim in Norwalk, Connecticut. Tim, the Rangers win.
Oh, let's go. I talked to you the other night. It almost sounded like I was going to cry on the radio the other night. But what did I listen to today? I almost want to say if the Knicks win tomorrow, then I'm going to have you, if you can. And, oh, by the way, I have a couple things to say to you. Congratulations that Vince Carter's going to get his jersey retired.
Yeah. Sure. Hopefully.
How about them Yankees? 30 wins. It's so funny because of the Knicks and Rangers right now. They're actually flying under the radar a bit.
It's like, yeah, the Yankees are just, it's just business as usual, but they're really good.
Oh, my God. It's awesome. But going back to this game, all right, so listen, I can't grow facial hair, and I've been growing my playoff beard. Second intermission, I only had like a disposable razor in my bathroom. I shaved it to just like, let's just wash it clean. And then, I mean, it's crazy. I know it wasn't the Eastern Conference Finals,
but Messier
and Kreider, like, comparison, like, I was almost like kind of like getting sick of the whole 94 comparison, but like now it's like getting like so insane. But Drake Nice for What? That's what I listen to get pumped up for the game.
Yeah, no correlation but, to New York, but a good jam.
This Rangers team, man. I mean, man, they really don't give up at all. And this Carolina fan base is so whack. I mean, like you said the other night, you said it's just like fabricated, like fake pump-in noise and all that stuff or whatever, whatnot. But the way that game ended, I mean, I can't believe that, man. And I mean, and Carolina hit the post like three times in that second period.
That's how it goes, bro. That's why you can't let it get to a game seven, because it could go the other way. Like, that third period went the Rangers' way. They imposed their will. And when you talk about those Carolina fans, they were sitting on their hands in that third period. They weren't as fired up, waving their towels, yelling and screaming like they were in the beginning.
It was quiet after the Rangers scored that second goal. It was quiet after they scored that goal. And honestly, if they did, because you and I feel like we're on the same page when it comes to this, but if they did go to game seven, you would have more corporate people going there like, oh, I have to go to this game, blah, blah, blah. And Houston High.
Super expensive ticket.
You wouldn't have, like, the real fans. But anyway, and by the way, last thing before I get off the fan, I know a lot of Rangers fans are on there, but congrats on I can't wait to listen to you on the Yankees broadcast this weekend.
Thanks, man. I appreciate your calls, Tim. 877-337-6666. Only three Rangers have ever scored three goals in a single playoff period. Mark Messier, Wayne Gretzky, and Chris Kreider. And a couple nights ago, I said that Rangers fans don't do what the Knicks fans do outside of the Garden. I think it was maybe Tuesday night we were expecting the Rangers to close Game 5. Or maybe it was Monday night. And, yeah, I think it was Monday night. I'm like, you know, the Knicks fans have been there. The Knicks fans haven't been there, so they're celebrating everything. They win the first game of the series. They're outside chanting, "We want Boston." They're going viral. I'm like, the Rangers fans, this is regular business for them. So they're not going to be partying in the streets. Well, Rangers videos at SNY Rangers on Twitter just tweeted out absolute scenes outside Madison Square Garden as the Rangers punch their ticket. And you can swap out the Knicks jerseys and just picture the scene of Knicks fans jumping up and down with their phones out, mosh pit celebrating. It is the exact same environment with a bunch of blue shirts. Congrats to the Rangers and the Rangers fans. And just creating this optic that, like, New York fans go harder than everybody else's fan base. And outside Madison Square Garden has literally become a spot where the Rangers didn't play in the Garden tonight. There was a watch party, yeah. And there were some watch parties at some of the bars around there. But how are there 200 Rangers fans outside the Garden jumping up and down, mobbing the place, that didn't come from inside the building? Or maybe all of them came from inside the building. But you know what I'm saying? They're not. It wasn't a full house of fans. And there's probably well over 200 people as I'm looking at this video. Go check it out for yourself. Again, congrats to the Rangers and the Rangers fans. Had to sweat it out a little bit. But that's the thrill of it, right? Thinking, oh, no, we're going to have a game seven. Oh, no, this isn't going our way. Chris Kreider made it go your way. Great win. Tom is in Monmouth Beach on the fan. What's up, Tom?
Mr. McPherson, how are you, sir?
Fantastic, man. The Mets come back and win. The Rangers win. The Yankees swept today. These shows are a lot better when we have positivity and W's to talk about.
Kind of makes your work a little easier, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of calls. There's a ton of people tweeting, and it's easy to talk about good stuff versus the negative.
That's funny. You know what? Actually, coming into this last section you had here, you're leading in with little Bobo O'Reilly. You just got me all amped up all over again.
Oh, yeah. Had to. Manny's like, we got to play this. And I was like, I'm going to let it breathe for a little bit.
Hey, first and foremost, when I first called in about like 10 minutes ago, I had to tell your screen, and I'm like, am I calling Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, or am I calling the fan? Like, what the hell is going on with these kids?
Sesame Street.
I was like, you know what? I wonder how many people actually got your Zito Where Your Children Are comment. I think that's kind of funny. But
yeah, that's a Wash reference. I'm showing my age with that We Are the World song.
Zito. And one last thing for you. So I was watching the game, but I had to go to the radio and listen to Sam and Dave is just my go-to when it's this time of year, especially. And I had it synced up perfect, so I'm watching. I'm telling you right now, because you're on the radio, you didn't have a chance to hear it. Wait until you hear Sam Rosen's call on Kreider's go-ahead.
I'm about to
I'm not going to touch the cup. I'm not going to touch the money. But if things happen the way we think it's going to happen, that call could actually come close to Howie Rose's call. It is that epic.
Awesome, man. Tom, thanks for the call. I'm looking at Twitter and just, you know, trying to feed stuff to you guys that I'm seeing out there. And I'm searching for the Sam Rosen call. But Molly Walker, who I've had on the show as well, who covers the Rangers, she writes that Barkley Goodrow said that Chris Kreider, during the second intermission, basically called it, but like didn't call it as much as he actually went out and got it. So he said, they said during the second intermission, he said he was going to get one. Then he went out and got three. So he had the feeling, he had the feeling that he could impose his will. He had the feeling that he could go score. He could go get one. And then you see one go through the net, then you see two, then three, and you go legend. That's historic. That doesn't happen. Shades of 94, and man, you know, everybody's been calling to give that guy his flowers. The job's not finished, but on the road to where you're trying to go, that one's going to certainly be remembered. Let's go to Woodmere, New York. Naspali, you're on the Fan. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, enjoying it. Wins, wins all around. Yankees, Mets, Rangers.
Chris Kreider, wow.
What a dog.
Yeah, three goals. Bring back 94. My dad always says, Mark Messier. Wasn't able to see it, but I just saw one of my own.
Yeah, there goes your experience. You saw it with your own two eyes. You'll remember that the rest of your life.
Keith, I just want to say, I've been listening to your show for like 3 years now.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Love it.
Yeah, working on it. And, you know, I appreciate you guys like yourself that listen every night, that call in, that say you're a fan and you listen. You know, other people hear that, and I'm here for you guys every night.
I just want a side point. The Knicks, do you think that they're going to close out the Pacers?
I think so. I think with this energy that we just saw from the Rangers, that carries over to the Knicks. I think that the Indiana Pacers don't want to come back to New York. You know, before this game, I was seeing reports and video from the Carolina Hurricanes that they were talking about. They were calling this mission Get Back to New York, Operation Get Back to New York. I don't think Indiana is looking forward to coming back to the Garden. If the Knicks are in control of that game, I think they put them out of their misery.
Yeah. Thank you, Keith.
Knicks in six. Naspali, thanks for the call. Appreciate you guys, man. It's been a great night. A lot of young energy on the Fan, a lot of young kids calling in, all ages, really. And I mean, that's fandom. It starts when you're young, but it stays with you till you're older. And man, talk about the generational gap and bridging the gap. Fathers telling their sons about 30 years ago and what that Rangers run was like, and Mark Messier. And then you young boys get your own experience with Chris Kreider, your guy, the guy of your generation, doing a similar thing to push the Rangers forward to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's awesome. Let's go to Rockland again. Joe's on the Fan. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Keith?
You know, hanging out.
How about Chris Kreider? Three in the third period, down by two. How about that clutch?
Amazing. When the whole city, all the Rangers fans across the world needed it, one man decided, hey, I got you. I'm going to put the team on my back. We're advancing tonight.
That's Chris Kreider.
That's Chris Kreider.
103, joining Mark Messier and Wayne Gretzky. How about that?
It's amazing, man. I just think it's incredible. I see people talking about putting his jersey in the rafters. And, you know, as this run is happening, you're watching a movie. You're literally watching a movie every night. And that's a that's a huge scene in this Rangers 2023-2024 movie.
It's crazy. No, and the Knicks are in.
The Knicks are right
so
there.
So if the Rangers play Boston and the Knicks should win tomorrow night, then Boston.
Yeah. In the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs, New York versus Boston, big markets in the Northeast, we can all travel to get to each other's arenas. TD Garden versus actual Garden. It might be written in the stars. We're almost there.
Just like when all the Knicks fans went to Philly.
Right.
And took
over that building. You could see Knicks fans taking over TD Garden for sure.
Easily. Especially because they want to steal Garden from us.
Right, and they have a, you know, TD Garden, a bank sponsor over there. I was just talking about TD is a Canadian bank. I don't know, man. The MSG is the real garden.
I totally agree with you, Keith.
Joe, man, what time is bedtime? It's about to be 10:30, man. I know Dad let you stay up to watch the game. You probably can't fall asleep right now.
You know, I finished the game, and, like, first, this is my first time calling in, so, like, I better call in Chris Carter as a hat-trick in the third period.
Exactly. Make sure you have your dad go and screen record the call and save this one. It's history. It's something you'll remember. Your first call into the fan was the night that Chris Kreider had a natural hat trick to propel the Rangers into the Eastern Conference Finals.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate you, Joey. Thanks for the call. 877-337-6666. All the calls are Rangers. Obviously, they should be. Rob is in Wayne, New Jersey. Rob, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith, what's up? That kid stole my thunder. good call by him. Hey, so I'm a Bruins fan. Congrats to the Rangers fans tonight. Heck of a win. I am an optimistic Bruins fan. I'm hopeful that they can come back and win tomorrow and then push this series to 7. And it would be awesome to have a Rangers, Bruins, and Knicks Celtics series, as the young man just said.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I grew up in a shadow of Brendan Byrne Arena, if you remember that.
Of course.
Somehow I became a Bruins fan. So, like you said, it was passed down from my grandmother from a generation. You know, she was a Bruins fan. She was a Bobby Orr fan. So she passed that down to me. Meanwhile, my entire family's Devils fan. So I'm the rare.
You've had some success with that, though. You've had some championships and some good times.
No, for real. And I'm also a Celtics fan, but I'm a Yankee fan, too. So there's a...
Oh, that's tough now.
There's a plus side.
All right, Rob, I got to get you off the air. Thanks, buddy. 877-337-6666. I'm just playing, but that's crazy. You're a Boston Bruins fan, Boston Celtics fan, but a New York Yankees fan. Couldn't go the trifecta of being in Wayne, New Jersey, rooting for three Boston teams. Had to throw the Yankees in there. I get it. I get it. Moving right along here. I said all the calls were Rangers calls, but we have a call that's not. David out in Queens on the fan. What you got for us?
Hey, how you doing? I'm happy that the Rangers are moving on, and hopefully Knicks and Rangers take it to the finals. We'll
see.
Mike, what I want to talk about is Jeff O'Neill, McNeil.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think he's done. I mean, think about this. He came in at 26, right? So that means if he plays 10 years, he'll be 36. If you look at the back of the cards of any Hall of Famer, 36 is usually the declining years of even Hall of Famers. You know what I mean? So he's 32. I think the decline is already on the way. I mean, he was flashing. I think he hit 23 home runs once. And we thought he had a little pop, and then that disappeared. And then he won the batting title. So, okay, maybe he's a 300 hitter. That disappeared, and now he's just horrible. I mean, he's still totally lost at the plate. I think he went 0-for-4 tonight. They won by the skin of their teeth tonight and got lucky, but he was up where he could have, if he could have got a single, at least a single, a slap single that he hit, you know, could have, you know, added to the score, so, you know, it wouldn't be so stressful. But I think he's just an anchor to the Mets. That kid that got injured, Mauricio, I think his name was,
Ronnie Mauricio, yeah. I don't know when he's coming back.
I hope he can come back next year because they need to replace Jeff McNeil. He is just,
the thing about Jeff McNeil is they paid him. And I think if you listen to the fan every day, you hear myself, Chris McMonagle. I don't hear the morning show, but I hear BT and definitely Sal Licata talk about Jeff McNeil, the flying squirrel. He's not flying anymore. And this is a guy that won a batting title. And he's not that guy anymore. He doesn't hit for power. He doesn't hit for average. He doesn't drive in runs. What does he do? Play second base? Play the outfield once in a while?
Right. And he barely, I mean, he's not a Gold Glover.
So you got to try and trade him at the deadline to anyone that would have him. But the thing is, Steve Cohen paid him, and Francisco Lindor actually bought him the Bronco for winning the batting title. And now he's your eighth hitter, and he's going 0-for multiple nights, and he's just not helping the team.
No, he's an anchor. He's an anchor. He's way, I mean, I wish we could bring up one of the youngsters, but I don't think they're ready yet. And Mauricio, we don't know when he's going to recover from his knee injury or whatever injury he had. So I don't see this team competing, really. I mean,
Vientos can't play second base. I know he plays third, but maybe put Vientos at second base. I know you got rid of Joey Wendell. That was, I don't know, man.
I'd still rather see, you know, Beatty, you know, let him get his back, because I think Beatty just might be our future third baseman when he learns how to hit on a regular basis. You know, I think he could be like a 275 hitter, you know, maybe
hit some home runs.
You know, and then Vientos, give him a chance, man. Like you said, let him play second. What the hell? What do we got to lose? We're not going anywhere this season, so you better start playing these youngsters, man.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, David. The 20 and 23 Mets win in 11 innings, 6-5, salvage a win, a desperation win. Absolutely had to have it after Edwin Diaz blows another save. What's up with him? I don't know, but we'll keep it positive, man. The Mets win. They don't get swept in this home-and-home series by the Phillies, and they find a way, and the Rangers found a way with their backs against the wall. Chris Kreider leads them to victory with an amazing night for him, and Rangers fans are enjoying it. You can exhale. You can enjoy the rest of the hockey until the next round starts. You can root for the Knicks tomorrow, and I think a lot of us here are hoping for the next 2 weeks to be New York versus Boston. I think a lot of us hate Boston, and that's going to be pure entertainment in the Eastern Conference Finals if that's what we're seeing in both the NHL and the NBA. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Plenty of time to go. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's keep rocking. The Fan in New York, call up. Tell us how you feel. The Rangers win. The Mets win. The Yankees win. All we do is win. The Rangers advance, and now we're waiting to see the Knicks advance. And it's good times, man. The most wonderful of times, man. It's good to feel like the city is back on top. 877-337-6666. Frank is in Bayonne. Frank, you're on the Fan.
Keith, my guy, how we doing?
Good. You know, kind of taking everything in, reading all the reaction. I feel like there's overwhelming relief from Rangers fans. Obviously, a lot of them walking back some things, but all in all, they got what they wanted and what they expected after going up 3-0.
They did. Unfortunately, bitter Devil fan here, but I'll give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a silver lining, because the last time the Rangers actually won a Stanley Cup,
right,
the Devils did go on to win three after that. So maybe history repeats itself. I don't know.
Maybe.
you gotta look at the bright side. My question is, though, with the Yankees, I don't know if you heard earlier in the day, Anthony Volpe, where they're saying they were putting the red light on him from stealing bases.
Yeah, I think I did hear some
stolen bases this year.
Mm-hmm. It was probably just to, like, hey, focus on being the leadoff hitter, locking on hitting, getting on base, and then we'll get back to it. But go on.
Yeah, I mean, I understand all of that, and I get that they don't want to take the bat out of Soto and Judge's hands. But, I mean, I don't know. Wouldn't you rather that runner in scoring position if he can get there? I'm not saying send him all the time. It's not like he's an absolute speed demon, but he does have speed, and I don't think it can hurt, you know, getting different looks maybe every now and again.
Well, I don't know. I think it depends on the pitcher. I think it depends on, you know, their scouting report, and they know better than us. So if they're holding and trying to take one less thing off his plate, right, this young man has to be the shortstop. This young man has to be the leadoff hitter. He's 22 years old in his second year in the big leagues. If they want to take one thing off his plate as far as, like, hey, you know, don't worry about stealing bases for a little bit until you get back right at the plate, then, you know, it kind of worked.
I get it. And like you said, they know more than we do, and it's kind of like
they're winning.
Don't get me wrong.
You know, it's not like they got to steal bases and steal runs. They're hitting the ball, and they're not giving up any runs.
This is true. I guess if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
If it's not broke, don't fix it again. Thanks for the call, Frank. It wasn't broke when they fixed the leadoff spot, moved Volpe there in favor of getting Glaber going. Whatever. Obviously, Volpe has figured it out, fought through it, and is doing well again leading off. And now, after sitting Glaber for a game, it seems like Glaber is starting to find his bat again. And I have no qualms with the Yankees. I have no beef with the Yankees. Every night I'm watching these games, and I'm pumped, and I'm happy. And the biggest thing for me with this team, outside of obviously Judge's reemergence, is that they look like they're all friends. They look like they're all genuinely happy for each other. I think I saw a tweet the other night where, and I don't know if this happened in the game, maybe a Mets fan can call and confirm it for me. I read a tweet the other night that JD Martinez hit a homer, and like nobody like stood up over the dugout or clapped for him or whatever. Like people were, you know, were saying like the Mets were lifeless. Nobody was celebrating him. Okay, granted, he's kind of new. He's still on your team. It is the opposite. When Judge hits a homer, these guys are running to see where it lands. When Glaber gets his first homer of the season, they can't wait to congratulate him, right? Marcus Stroman and all of his vintage Yankee merch that he must have saved over the last 20, 25, 30 years, he is grinning like a child. He can't wait to greet Clark Schmidt. He's Clark Schmidt's number one fan. Rizzo is Judge's right-hand man. I believe in you the whole way, Judgey. I got you. I love you. I'm your brother. These guys literally talk about being brothers, being dogs, being a family, and that carries. That holds weight because when you go to war with someone that you feel that way about, you'll be willing to put it on the line and do anything for them to win. 877-337-6666. The Rangers got a lot of that same energy as well. Ralph is in Waterbury, Connecticut. Ralph, you're on the fan. Go for it.
How you doing, Keith? Good to hear you. Thanks for taking my call, man.
No problem.
You know, listening earlier with those young people, you were awesome with them, man. You know, that's our future. That, you know, you got a big responsibility, Keith.
Yeah, no, you know, I know
that it. That one young man talked about listening to you every night. That's awesome.
Yeah, one of the kids said, you know, I've loved you for a long time. I'm like, my wife doesn't even say stuff like that. I've never heard my wife say I've loved you for a long time.
Yeah, well, it's good stuff, man. And it's a huge responsibility. Hats off to you, man, because you do a good job with it. You know what I mean? Those kids are in good hands.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's an honor. I'm proud, and I'm not going to let these kids down. I'm here every night and setting the right example.
The other thing, I got two more. The weekend with you in the booth.
Yeah.
I was listening I think it was this morning or yesterday morning when they talked about you being in the booth. Do as a super fan that hosts a sports radio talk show at night. I mean, they really, I thought they talked very well. I was proud to know you by the way they were talking about you.
The morning guys? I didn't catch the morning show. I'm almost never awake during, and when I am awake during those hours, it's because I'm changing diapers or feeding my son or trying to get him to stop acting like the house is burning down. I'm not really listening to the radio until BT and Sal come on at 10.
Yeah.
But that's good.
I just want you to know they did you proud, man. Honest to God, it was team. And they were like hoping that you had a chance to unscrew fun as the fan that you did. They did a good job with it. They really did. They represented you right.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Yeah, shout out to the morning show guys. And maybe they referenced the Eric Bolin tweet, which I've referenced now back-to-back nights. I think it's funny, and I think that's more from Eric Bolin interacting with me on Twitter before I got to WFAN and seeing me and I guess my brand or persona on Twitter before I got to the radio. Like I've come up in the Yankee universe. I've come up in Yankee Stadium. I've been doing podcasts and vlogs and content for years. I've been going to games for years, so... to a reporter that covers the Yankees, a beat reporter, I don't know if he's ever listened to my radio show. He may look at me as a super fan getting a chance to call a Yankee game, and I made the joke that, I guess I'm like a kidcaster when SNY does the kidcaster contest and they let the little kids in the booth with Gary, Keith, and Ron. Here comes Keith McPherson, the super fan sweepstakes winner, calling the Yankee game with Justin Shackle the next two nights. No, I'm a radio host. I'm a professional. I went to school for this, and I'm not worried about it at all. I'm honored, and I can't wait for the opportunity to call a game for my favorite team. It's a dream. It's something that I wasn't necessarily chasing, but I'm thankful that people inside the Yankees and WFAN think enough of me to put me in that chair filling in for Susan Waldman. So won't let you down. It's going to be a fun time tomorrow night and Saturday. Back to the phones we go, though. Avery in Manhattan, my guy. Not in St. Louis anymore. You're back in New York.
You bet I'm back in New York. I was at the Garden tonight, Keith. Oh, my gosh, was that amazing.
Yeah, so
he
I saw...
Mark Messier. Chris Kreider put the whole team on his back.
How many people were in there? Because I saw Art Stapleton say that the party was packed, and then I saw everybody out in the streets. I'm like, I guess there were that many fans at the watch party.
They just kept... They kept filing in. They just kept coming and coming and coming into the building. And, I mean, considering that the team was suffering and was down and was being bruised by the Hurricanes for more than half the game, for like 2.5 periods. I mean, they were being bruised by the Canes until that power play came along and they really got momentum going. Chris Kreider's deflection. But we're all throwing hats at the ice. It was crazy, Keith. It was amazing.
I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy you're a college kid. You come home and you get to experience this. And it's not every year that this goes down, but it's memorable, and nights like this, when you're young,
like, it makes you even more of a fan. You can't wait for the next year and the next year and the next year.
Yeah.
Or the next round. Let's not skip to next year. The Rangers got another round.
Yeah. Don't talk about next year. We're not done this year.
So who do you, you want to see the Panthers? You want to see the Bruins?
Who wants to see the Panthers or the Bruins? I see it pros and cons for each, and I haven't decided yet. I got to keep an eye on that series. I would want to see the Bruins. If it was the Bruins, I'd be happy because they don't defend as well as the Panthers. But the con is Jeremy Swayman is an excellent goaltender. If it was the Florida Panthers, they're great defenders. They would dominate you in every zone on the ice. But Bobrovsky is not. Bobrovsky's good. He's not Igor Shesterkin.
Understood. Thanks for the call, Avery. Go enjoy yourself and the rest of the night. Live in this. You guys know I always say that, man, whether it's Yankees, Rangers, Mets, like these nights, you don't want to go to sleep. You want to have another drink. You want to listen to the fan. You want to go on Twitter. You want to have the conversations. You want to listen to the call. You want to watch the highlights over and over again. Man, that game was a movie. I mean, it was an adventure. It was a ride. The way you felt early on, you did not know you'd feel the euphoria that you feel now. 877-337-6666. Vinny's in New Rochelle on the fan. What's up, Vinny?
What's going on? How you doing tonight?
Good, man.
Big
taking
night
these
for
calls.
The Rangers,
huge night for the Rangers.
But, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question with the Knicks. You think they're going to, you know, you got two great coaches coaching each other, you know, coaching these teams. And every game there was an adjustment.
Right.
You think the Knicks are going to come out playing small again this next game coming up?
Why not? Especially when you know you got another game. Why not run it back? Why not keep Miles McBride in the starting lineup? Because from what I could see in the Garden, he neutralized their all-star, their superstar, the best player on their team, and Tyrese Halliburton. This guy was in jail. He was in handcuffs with McBride on him. And it also just changes the way it spaces the floor for the Knicks. It adds another shooter, another offensive threat. Yeah, I'm running it back. I don't think you need Precious Achiuwa in the starting lineup going into Gainbridge Fieldhouse. I'd run it right back with that same group, Miles McBride getting the start. Thanks for the call, Vinny. My bad, dude. What's going on? The long pause. You know, one of the main rules of radio is not to have dead air. I'm waiting on you to come in. I don't know. I guess he was getting a little bit of a delay. I didn't mean to cut the phone on you. You know I give you guys your time to talk, but, you know, I say something and it's one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. We got to go. Let's go to Joe in Las Vegas. Joe, you're on the fan. One Mississippi, two
Mississippi.
How you doing? There it is.
That's so funny. I always have to take my earbuds out
Yeah.
every time I call. So there's always like that 1 or 2 second delay, but I don't know if I ever told you this. I was born and raised on Long Island. So I was 15 when in 94.
Mm.
So
and were you an Islanders fan?
No, Rangers. Rangers, okay. Knicks, Giants, Yankees.
Okay.
All day. And I remember the night the Rangers were in the Stanley Cup. My mom's like, 15 years old. She's like, you have to go to bed. I'm like, I'm watching the Stanley Cup final. She didn't care. But I watched it anyway. And all of a sudden, I screamed, yes! And she was mad. I didn't care.
Oh, bro, when Kreider scored that goal to take the lead, one of our young guys working in here, Chris, out in the newsroom, I could hear him yell from in the studio, the yell that he let out. emphatic, just like, it was like his soul left his body.
Oh, he's like 30 minutes earlier, 40 minutes earlier, like, I was, like, destitute and sad, just like some of the Knicks games, you know, like Mother's Day, you know. But it was just crazy. I screamed almost as loud as when DiVincenzo hit that three that one game when, God, that scramble at Maxi.
And, oof. You know, Joe, what else in life makes you feel like that? What else in life do you react like that in real time as
nothing.
It happens? Like, nothing, really.
No, I'm walking around the house getting hyped up for tomorrow, and I'm like, Dante DiVincenzo. Like, I'm just waiting.
Giving yourself a pep talk.
Yes,
yeah, can't wait till he gets going.
That's my pep talk, thinking about the Knicks. And, I mean, this team, it's the most fun team that I've ever seen. in basketball. Like that, just to watch it. I'm not saying they're the best team. I just they're so fun to watch. They're gritty. They scramble. They're in every game. They don't give up, and I love that. And I thought the Rangers were giving up.
No, they were just getting outplayed for a little bit. But it's a long game. There's three periods. Didn't need overtime tonight. Arguably the best player out there just took the game over.
And I do wonder if they'd be better off facing the Bruins or the Panthers. But I think it's going to be the Panthers. I can't see the Bruins win the next two games. They didn't look great in their wins. So it'd be crazy. And if the Knicks could pull it off tomorrow, Knicks Celtics, man, I'm ready.
Good call, Joe. You know, I love to hear the stories of you guys because I can relate to that, right? I've told a story about myself watching Jordan and the Bulls playing the Seattle Supersonics as a kid, and they're out west, and the game is late. And I know my mom's listening. I know my mom remembers me being 7, 8 years old in my little room with the bunk bed, and I guess my sister had went to sleep. I don't even remember. I don't think I even cared if she was staying awake or if I was keeping her awake, but I was just like, yo, it's the finals, like. Can I stay up and watch this game? Like, there's no way I can go to sleep not knowing what happens. And this is, you know, a lot of us, when we were kids, there was no iPhone. There was no tablet. There was no way to stream the game. And, like, I was watching this on cable with no computer. So there was no going to sleep. It was, like, it was such a hard line between, like, no. Like, I need to know what happens at the end of this game. I'm not going to bed. And even if you tell me I have to go to bed, like, then, like, I'm going to put up a fight. And, I, you know, shout out to the parents out there that understand when they have young kids that love sports and watch the game. And it's one night or two nights. I mean, in this case, with these series, it's a few nights. And you let them live in that moment, experience that, and stay up to watch their team win. 877-337-6666. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Obviously, you know who that's going to be. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.